That's a sound healthcare professionals would like to hear more often. Kids outdoors running and jumping and generally goofing around, just like the good old days before the sedentary seduction of video games and television. Lancaster pediatrician Tracy Wagner says such playtime calorie burning is needed statewide, but particularly in COAS.
We know that in this country, obesity and overweight is becoming an epidemic. And specifically in our area, it is very prevalent.
Wagner says a 2010 study by the state's Department of Health and Human Services points to the seriousness of the problems for the North Country.
So 41.5% of our third graders are overweight or obese. In the state, it's 33.4%.
Wagner's working with the North Country Health Consortium and the Appalachian Mountain Club. They're trying an unusual tactic to see if they can get kids to be more physically active. The plan is to get doctors and nurses and physicians' assistants not just to recommend children exercise more, but to literally write a prescription to spend a specified amount of time outside playing. It's been tried on a small scale in Sweden and Spain, and the results seem promising. Andrea Muller is an official with the Appalachian Mountain Club, where her focus is showing kids how much fun can be had outdoors. She acknowledges the idea of writing a prescription to play outdoors suggests a serious problem.
There is a measure of desperation involved.
Muller says the idea is that a written prescription coming from a respected professional carries more weight than a chat.
We think it will increase the chance that they will act on that advice, as opposed to just getting that as part of the discussion that they do when they come in for a visit.
Shauna Burton, a physician's assistant in Berlin, says the idea has merit.
I think it's a great idea. I think people take prescriptions seriously. There's something very concrete and tangible.
AMC's Muller says the plan is to meet with North Country healthcare officials throughout the summer to discuss the idea. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.